Many Colors, Not Just One, by Amproof, read by Petica. Christopher loves preschool, mostly. He likes Miss Jensen, who is nice and wears long dresses that swish when she walks, and she does all the voices when she reads stories, unlike Mrs. Peters, who doesn't do any. And he likes coloring. He's always really careful to stay in the lines. Not like Adam. Adam doesn't even pick the right colors. He paints trees purple and skies green. A few weeks ago, Adam had to go do a test where he had to point at colors and say what they were and look at pictures of dots and find numbers hidden in them. It was dumb, Adam had told Christopher when he'd come back from passing the test. They're going to try and make me use the right colors now. You watch. I should have lied and messed up some of the answers. You watch. Christopher didn't really understand what Adam was talking about. Adam always seemed to be thinking ahead about stuff. He was good at planning and knowing what things meant, but Christopher put his arm around Adam's back, even balancing up on his tiptoes to do it, and gave Adam a little hug. Don't worry, he said in his tiny voice. You should just color however you want. Adam nodded, but he looked thoughtful and kind of sad. The next time Miss Jensen brought the coloring books out, Christopher chose his favorite, which had pictures of animals on the farm. He sat on the long table next to Adam with the other children. He and Adam shared the same box of crayons. Adam had a Barbie coloring book. That's a girl's book, Adam, Christopher said. Is not, said Adam. It's got girls in it. So? Adam pulled a green crayon out of the box and started doing swirls in Barbie's hair. Why would you want to color girls? Adam glanced at Christopher's page. Why would you want to color a cow? Christopher shrugged, but he felt a little defensive. I like cows. I like... Adam stopped and looked a little confused. Then he smiled and finished. Pretty things. Oh. Christopher wasn't exactly what Adam meant, but he knew that Adam could have said girls and didn't. Which was good, because girls were gross, and sometimes they bit you. And a lot of the time, they yelled or started crying when no one had touched them, just to get other people in trouble. So if Adam didn't like girls, then Christopher really approved of that. He didn't like them either. He scooted over and gave Adam's coloring page a closer look. You mean, like dresses and stuff? And earrings and glitter. Adam flipped back a few pages. See, isn't her hair cool in this one? He showed Christopher a picture of Barbie with a little crown on her head, like a princess, and her hair up high on her head behind it. You should have a crown like that, Christopher. I bet you'd look really good in it. Christopher knew he should be used to it when Adam made him feel confused, which was like getting little butterflies in his stomach, but it still made him stammer. I'm not a princess, he said, when he finally could talk again. Adam shrugged. It's only pretend. Barbie isn't a princess either. But you could be my princess, Christopher. Adam looked down, as if he was considering this. He seemed very serious. Then he looked up, smiling like he'd had a brilliant idea. And I'll be your prince, he announced. Christopher frowned. Do I have to wear a dress? Adam thought about it. No, I guess not. There are probably some princesses who don't like wearing dresses. You could be one of those. Oh, okay. Christopher relaxed a little and smiled back. He guessed that he wouldn't mind being a princess if he didn't have to wear a dress, and if Adam was going to be his prince. Are you going to have a crown too? Sure, Adam smiled easily. I can ask Daddy to help me make it. I'm not allowed to use the hot glue gun, and I need it for the rhinestones. He could put rhinestones on yours too if you wanted. I don't think I want rhinestones on mine, Christopher said. Okay, you don't have to if you don't want. Adam? Christopher and Adam both leaned back when Miss Jensen crouched between them. She reached forward to point at Adam's picture. Is this the color we use for hair? She asked, indicating the green hair on Barbie. It's the color I use, Adam said. I think it's nice. It's better than blonde. You've got nice blonde hair, Miss Jensen said. Wish it was green, Adam mumbled. He picked up a silver crayon and started doing Barbie's dress, hunching forward to make it really clear that he was done talking about it. Miss Jensen, though, squeezed his shoulder until he sat up. Look at Christopher's picture, Adam. See how his cow is brown? Don't you want to color things the way they should be, like Christopher does? Christopher pulled the picture away from Miss Jensen. He didn't like her very much anymore. He looked at Adam and couldn't tell what he was thinking, which made him feel a little sick. He could always tell what Adam was thinking, and he didn't like that Adam didn't like being blonde either. Chris was blonde, and he thought being blonde was nice. If Adam wanted a different color for his hair, then that meant he was unhappy, and Chris didn't want Adam to be unhappy. Not ever. Adam, Miss Jensen said, still pushing for an answer. Don't like cows, so leave me alone. Adam gripped down hard on his crayon and turned Barbie's arm silver too. Miss Jensen sighed. Adam, do you need a timeout? Adam slammed the crayon down, pushing his chair back and stomping over to the corner. Excuse me, Christopher, Miss Jensen said, even though Christopher didn't want to talk to her anyway. But she was being polite, and they learned really early to say excuse me before leaving a table or when you were talking to someone, but especially for both. Christopher turned around and watched her go over to talk to Adam. She crouched down to eye level and held both of his hands in hers while Adam squirmed and tried not to look her in the eye. Christopher faced forward again. He knew that Adam wouldn't like to be watched when he was probably going to cry. Christopher didn't like to be watched then either. He found a new page and started to color it. He tried to ignore the sniffling coming from the corner. Adam would come back over soon, and they could go back to talking about being prince and princess. Christopher finished the page, and still no Adam. He turned to look for him. Adam was on the floor, still in the corner, with his knees tucked up to his chin. Christopher picked up his coloring book and walked over. He sat down beside him. I colored this for you. I did the ducks purple. Adam looked and smiled. I like it, he sniffed. I told you they'd try to make me stop, but I won't. I'll color things whatever way I want. Good, Christopher said. He reached over with his sleeve and wiped Adam's eyes. Adam grabbed his arm and held it against his face, so Chris moved in front of him and put his other arm around Adam's back. It's okay. I like it when you color like you want, and I like your hair too, but if you want to have it green, I think that would be neat. Yeah? Adam asked. He stopped clutching Chris's arm and hugged him back. Thanks. Christopher slid out of the hug and settled down next to him. You're my best friend, you know. He reached for Adam's hand and pushed it down between them so no one could see. He looked at Adam's face to see if it was okay to do that. Adam was busy playing with his hair. Do you think if I washed it in Kool-Aid, it would change color? I don't know. Maybe. Adam nodded. I think I'll try that. I think maybe purple would go best with my crayon. He squeezed Christopher's hand, which made Christopher really happy. You're going to be the best princess ever, Christopher, so I have to be a really good prince for you. You will be, Christopher said, and Adam grinned. The end. Reader's notes. I would just like to thank Amproof for letting me read this fic. If you would like to read it online, it can be found at http://amproof.livejournal.com/408584.html. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at padakaproductions.com. Thanks for listening.